The familiar tunes in Carmen start right away with the opening of the prelude. It's the lively bullfight music that you'll hear again in the last act. The second major theme of the prelude is one that just about everyone has heard somewhere or other, the Toreador theme. A lot of interesting lyrics have been written for that one. After that is the exposition of one of the most important musical themes of the opera. It's dramatic and foreboding. It's like a black cat crossing your path, which is kind of what it is. That is the fate motif. Once you're familiar with this little tune, and the business end of it is only 5 notes long, you'll start to notice it popping up all over the place, sometimes really obviously, sometimes way in the background, but always at a fateful moment in the drama. Bizet has the orchestra play it over and over again, slowly and loudly, for the whole second half of the prelude, because he wanted to be sure we got it in our heads. You'll see it has an important dramatic function as the story unfolds. The action starts out in a square in exotic Seville, Spain, outside a cigarette factory that we soon find out is where Carmen works. It's a great street and crowd scene. Along with the rest of the populace is a bunch of soldiers hanging out by a guardhouse, killing time by watching the passers-by. And they sing a quiet little chorus about it. Mikaela is a shy village girl from another district, and she arrives looking sweet and a little lost. One of the soldiers, Morales, spots her, and he and his comrades surround her like sharks. She's looking for a corporal, Don José. They tell her he's not on duty yet, but that he'll be there for the changing of the guard. At the mention of the changing of the guard, Bizet switches the accompaniment to a little military march to make us all imagine the ceremony. Listen to the last portion of this scene. You'll hear the march music as Micaela says she'll come back for the changing of the guard. The soldiers try to get her to stay, and you'll hear they get a little insistent. But she says au revoir to the soldiers, and Bizet has the orchestra illustrate her scurrying away. Morales then sadly observes that their little bird has flown. And if you're listening closely at that moment, you'll hear some flute bird calls in the orchestra. Then the soldiers returned to the chorus they were singing at the beginning of the scene, ending the segment of the act just the way it started. Don José's company arrives and performs the changing of the guard while a gang of street kids imitate them. It's a children's chorus, and it's really cute. The kids proudly march, heads up, shoulders back, chests out, right next to the real soldiers. Here's the last part as they march off into the distance. Listen to the piccolos. They sound like fifes, and they give it a military air, but they also match the kids' voices perfectly. Very clever orchestration. Zuniga, the company commander, is new to Seville, and he quizzes Don José about the girls who work in the cigarette factory. José replies that they're not his type. His village girl, Micaela, is the one for him. We'll see about that, won't we? All the men have been waiting outside the factory doors for the cigarette girls to come out on break. When the factory bell rings, a crowd of women come out for a smoke and a flirt, and they sing an amazingly evocative homage to tobacco. With this little waltz, Bizet perfectly captures curling tendrils of smoke as they rise into the air and the soothing sensation of nicotine as it languidly melts into your bloodstream and into your brain. The women compare the wafting smoke to the promises of lovers. But all the men want to know is, where's Carmencita? And here we have the first working appearance of the fate motif. Remember how it sounded in the Act One prelude? For Carmen's first entrance, the fate motif is faster and more insistent. Listen to the violins. Through no doing of his own, Don José seems to intrigue Carmen, and she looks over at him past all the other men. And if you're listening closely right at that moment, You'll catch the fate motif fluttering by very quickly in the flutes. It's as fleeting as a furtive glance on a subway platform or in a crowded opera house lobby. I think Bizet is trying to tell us something. Then she starts in on her famous habanera, which you heard at the opening of this commentary. It's the beginning of the seduction of Don José. When you see it in the theater, watch him closely and see how he responds. That is, if you can tear your eyes away from Carmen. At the end, she throws a flower at him, and it bounces off his chest onto the ground. The factory bell rings, and all the women go back inside. Now, naturally, Don José has no interest in such a brazen woman, right? Wrong. He picks up the flower, and he's doomed. When he sees Micaela coming, he quickly hides it in his jacket. Micaela says she has news and a letter for him from his mother. José is really excited to hear from his mom. She tells him that his mother thinks of him night and day, and grieves, and hopes, and forgives, and waits. Now that's interesting, isn't it? She grieves and forgives. I wonder what he's done that he needs to be forgiven for. This is the only hint we get in the standard version of the opera that maybe Don José has something dark in his past, and he does. But it takes a little explaining. Carmen originally had spoken dialogue in it because that was the style of the opera comique where it premiered. Bizet was going to write recitatives, that is, dialogue in semi-singing style that's the standard thing in most operas. But he died before he could do it. Fortunately, a good friend and fellow composer, Ernest Guiraud, who was actually an American, originally from New Orleans, stepped up and wrote recitatives, which have been used for most performances of Carmen ever since. But there's an interesting plot point that got almost completely lost somewhere in the shuffle from dialogue to recitative. In the dialogue version, Don José tells a fellow soldier that back home, he'd killed someone in a fight, and that's why he ran away and joined the army. He hadn't started the fight, and he hadn't intended to hurt anyone, but whoa, he's not just an innocent little mama's boy. But he is very dedicated to his mother, and you can tell by his duet with Micaela. It starts with her explaining the instructions she was given by Don José's mother. It's a beautiful, sweet melody. Think of it as the mother theme. The best part is that Don José's mother stipulated that Micaela was to deliver a kiss from her to Don José. He chastely receives his mother's kiss from shy and modest Micaela, and their duet continues as he rapturously shares his sweet memories of mother, home, and village. Noticeably absent is any hint of a thrill at having been kissed by Micaela. At the end, you can hear in the music that he's suddenly remembered Carmen. Listen for the fate motif. He mumbles to himself that Micaela came just in time. Who knows what might have happened if he'd gotten himself mixed up with that demon.
Oh,
He pulls himself back together and takes up the mother theme that Mikaela had introduced earlier to give his reply. Tell her that her son loves her and reveres her, that he's repentant now and wants his mother to be pleased with him. Mikaela leaves him to read his mother's letter alone. It says he should marry Mikaela. Again, tellingly, his response is not about his fiancée, but all about pleasing his mom. Don't worry, mother, your son will obey you. Suddenly, there's a big commotion in the cigarette factory, and all the women come rushing out, arguing and yelling. There's been a fight, and Carmen has slashed one of her fellow workers. She's questioned by Don José's commanding officer, Zuniga, but she impudently refuses to talk. Instead, she sings a defiant little song. And guess who ends up being assigned to escort her to prison? Don José, of course. If you listen to the orchestra, you can actually hear Carmen and José's eyes meet. The flute and clarinet each play the fate motif. Now, Carmen's already got a crush on Don José, and she knows he's falling for her, and there's no way she's going to go to jail if she can help it. So she begins to work on him with a seguidilla, which is an old Castilian folk song and dance form. In her song, she says that her friend Lilas Pastia has a tavern where they could go and dance the seguidilla and drink manzanilla. Long story short, he caves in. He tells her he loves her, and he loosens the rope binding her hands. Bizet very clearly illustrates the moment of Don José's passionate downfall by giving him a nice high A sharp. Her victory both in love and over the authorities assured, Carmen reprises the most fateful lines of her first aria, the Habanera. Love is a gypsy child. He's never heard of law. If you don't love me, I love you. If I love you, beware. Then she makes her escape, and that's the end of Act One.